guess who invested, I think, $20, $15 in a mic from Amazon. It's a wireless mic, and it's actually pretty windy out here. I'm on the beach, and usually it's hard to hear the voice, but I just checked the sound quality, and it seems pretty good. So here we go. How are you doing? How is life? How is everything? What's going on with you? Hope all is well. I hope you're enjoying your beautiful existence. And even if it doesn't feel like that, that's okay. It doesn't always feel like that. No one feels awesome every day, because that's sort of psychotic. So you will feel down, you will feel sad, and you will feel happy. And that's just how you would want it to be, believe it or not. If you had all the knowledge in the world, if you had all the power in the world, then this is what you would create. This thing called consciousness and life. So, yeah, enjoy it. Let's enjoy it together. I was at home trying to work on my bootcamp curriculum and coding stuff. And I'm in between jobs, so I'm sort of feel like I'm bullshitting, which I hate. And I just couldn't get it done. I just, no matter how hard I, you know, made myself coffee, you know, I put on something on the TV to run, you know, to run in the background to help me maybe get some work done, and nothing was happening. Trying to do this YouTube carousel, embed this YouTube carousel into my site, and it was just kept running into an issue. And I was like, I can't do this. And I had to make a decision on what to do. So either stay home, you know, do nothing, or force myself to come out here. It's not really forcing myself. It's not forcing. It's sort of like giving myself, you know, a little kick in the booty to come out here. And then I was like, oh shit, I can go swimming because my floaty device came in the mail and my waterproof pouches came in the mail, so I can go swimming. So, and I have my GoPro, which I'm going to attach to my head, and I'm going to hopefully get some nice footage here as soon as the sun sets a little bit more. So, yeah, so that's something, right? It's not the boot camp, but it's something. So, yeah. Well, let me stick to my original intention of going over the 50 Rules of Stoicism by Ryan Holiday. So here we go. 50 Rules of Stoicism by Ryan Holiday. All right, where were we? All right. I'm getting excited. I'm getting happy. We're doing something cool. We're communicating, talking about all the beautiful things. Not all the beautiful things, some of the beautiful things about life. And one of them is, you know, these set of rules that Ryan Holiday came up with or put together, which I think are kind of awesome. So here we go. Rule number 43. Fate behaves as she pleases. Do not forget this. I'm that scared. This rule scares the living crap out of me. I'm not going to lie. This is the type of rule that, like, oh, God. Oh, if there's a rule that scares me so far. Oh, by the way, we're almost done. We're on 43 already. I'm proud of myself for sticking to these rules and finishing it, even with, you know, very few listeners. So I appreciate you guys listening, by the way. Means the world to me. It really does. And I'm going to keep recording them as long as I don't harm anybody. As long as I can improve in some way, I'm going to keep doing this. So, yeah, anyways, 43. Faith behaves as she pleases. Do not forget this. Oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. How incredible is this rule, huh? Tell me how incredible this rule is. Well, it's incredible in the sense that it's not incredible like it's beautiful, it's powerful, it's just like a stark reminder that you can't predict what's coming to you. No matter how hard we try, how bad we want it, some of the worst things have happened to some of the best people. And to me, to this day, I'm always blown away with incredible grace. Well, I don't know if they would agree it's grace that they applied. I think they did. The incredible amount of grace that some of these people handled some of the most difficult situations in life. Some of these stories that I read about. There's this book that I'm listening to right now where this incredible family, this amazing girl that has this, I don't know if I understood everything correctly because I recently jumped back into the book after like years away from it. It's called The Unquiet Mind, I think. And she talks about her childhood, how her dad was a scientist, but also a military pilot, like fighter jet pilot, I believe. And some heroic shit he did. And just like this amazing, incredible story or family that she's from. And she eventually became a scientist herself, I think. Or she wanted to become a doctor. I'm sorry, I take it back. But she, let's talk about faith has its own way. She eventually became manic depressive. And it was bad. Like, this book was so incredibly well written. It will blow your mind. She will just, the way she talks about her experiences is just so intimate. You feel like you are her listening to her. And it's just, oh my God, it was just like so amazing the way she persevered and pushed through and eventually wrote this book, you know, and you know what, I'm gonna share the book with you because that's only fair. But like just talking about the hell that she went through mentally is, and she had to take lithium, which based on what it sounds like is like the worst thing ever. An Unquiet Mind, I'm listening to it on Audible, by Kay Redfield Jamison. So yeah, there you have it. Yeah, it's just incredibly, but isn't it kind of kind of weird that her story, her pain, talking about her pain, well, success though, eventually she got out of it, but she talks about the time she explained how she, how it felt to be manic depressive, the extreme highs and then the extreme lows and the contemplation about suicide. And it's just like, isn't it incredible? But I guess what I was trying to say is how soothing that could be. Like, it's just the weirdest thing. It's also the way she talks about it, so calm and so like, but so vivid, and the words she uses were just incredible. Makes you think like me personally could never write anything like 10% of that, and it's just I bow down to her, and I don't know if she would like hate me for even saying this if she ever, you know, obviously, I don't know if she heard me say this, but like, you know, like. Her story is soothing. It's just weird. It's just, it has this thing where like, it's just like, it has this feeling of all will be all right, even if you're going through hell. And that is a different type of hell. There's the type of hell that's external hell, where it's like the concentration camps. And then there's the internal hell where everything is just happening in your mind, right? I just realized I don't think I can go swimming today. The waves are kind of all over the place. But anyways, Unquiet Mind, the book, check it out. So there's that. What else do I want to share with you guys? I don't want to be a downer, but life is sort of like, I've been floating lately. And remember, we talked about this many, many times. Life has different phases, different moods. And you sort of have to remember in the down times to remember sort of like, these are just part of life, that things will change, especially if you're moving forward, especially if you are doing your part. Life will eventually change. So, yeah. I think the key is to just, I know I don't give anything like greatly insightful to you guys, and I keep repeating the same things, but I do believe strongly that ultimately it's our final decision or ultimate decision whether we want to continue or give up. And in the past, I would have given up so much easier than I have now. I think I've gotten better at not giving up, and I think that I'm gonna keep going. But I do feel like I'm not doing enough. I do feel that. I do feel like this pressure, like I need to do something. But then I sort of contradict a little bit of what I've been saying too. Do things naturally, organically. Don't force it. Do your best, and you know, do what you can. And when you can do more, do more. I heard that somewhere. I think it's from Oprah for sure, but I don't know where she got it from. But that's sort of what I'm applying. And today, like, sort of related to what I was just talking about, in a way. Not really, maybe it is, I don't know. I was at the gym, and I got to the gym, and I get on the treadmill, and I usually do this 5-minute warm-up. But this warm-up is, all these birdies are flying away. This warm-up was 5 minutes of running at a 9.0 speed, which I take a lot of pride in, because I consider that fast for me. So I run basically at a fast pace for 5 minutes. And that's usually, it's sort of a good idea, because especially when I'm working out on my own, I want to sort of like not bullshit too much, even though you will bullshit if you work out on your own. Only if when you're taking classes are you truly being pushed. But anyway, so this warm-up usually helps me stay a little bit accountable. But anyway, so 20 seconds into it, I was like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. Like, I'm thinking about quitting. 20 seconds into it, a minute into it, I was ready to quit. I'm like, today's not happening. This is bad. This is really bad. And then something, I don't know. Then I guess I remember David Goggins' voice in my head. Like, your body's capable of a lot more than what your mind thinks. So I sort of remembered that. So I kept going. Like, I tried not to think about it. Sure enough, I got through 5 minutes. Then I got to squats. I'm doing squats. And I'm doing what I'm matching what I did last time. I have my log. So I'm matching what I'm doing last time. But then again, there's a time when I was like, I'm thinking about quitting. This is not happening. But again, I pushed through it and got through it. And eventually got through the whole workout like that. So, yay me. I've been sober. It's been rough. Another amazing, incredible story, which is amazing to me. To you, it's probably not. This is probably the most boring podcast on the planet. But to me, like, I was always sad that I lost my favorite movie theater. Arco? Wow, I forgot the name there. Not Arco. Is it Arco? Yeah, Arco Light. Why does it sound wrong? Arc Light. Wow. Oh, wow. Holy shit. Maybe I should need to cut this out. That's bad. Arc Light. This incredible, awesome, beautiful movie theater here in LA. Multiple locations. And they shut down, and I was sad. Like, I live in LA, yet we don't have a movie theater that is nice. Like, it's just, especially not close to me. So, I was really feeling shitty about that, because I like to have a good bar, I like to have a good movie theater, I like to have access to the beach and some comedy clubs. That's it, I'm happy, you know? And so, guess what? They open up a movie theater in about 12 minutes away from where I live, in Inglewood, in the hood. Not really the hood, because it's right next to the stadium, the SoFi Stadium, the most amazing, beautiful stadium on the planet, honestly. Hopefully the FIFA World Cup final will be there. Man, that would be so awesome. So, but they built this movie theater. It was amazing. It was everything I hoped for. It was like Arclight again. And I was just like so happy that, you know, I got to check it out. And it was not crowded, so I was happy about that. And guess what? Guess what? They have a bar there. Yep. This is, it's just like Arclight. So, yeah. So very happy about that. Very, very happy about that. Sun is setting, waiting for the sunset, so I can maybe possibly do the swim, but I don't think the swim is going to happen. Looking at the water, I don't think it's going to be a good swim. I honestly don't think so. I might dip in, test the waters, but I don't even think I can keep my GoPro on my head with these waves, because especially I gotta go under the, I just saw that wave. I don't think it's gonna happen, and I still haven't gotten a chance to go paddleboard surfing, so yeah. All right, what else? Sober life sucks. I cannot stress that enough. That should be a hashtag. Sober life sucks. Sober October sucks, so screw you, Sober October. Yeah. I guess that's the thing, by the way. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's this thing where, like, Joe Rogan talks about it, I guess. Bert Kreischer. I like Bert Kreischer a lot. And they're talking about Sober October, where during the month of October, you go sober. But I'm doing it coincidentally. I'm not going to go sober forever. I'm just doing it because I really want to get some fitness results. I've been doing the same workouts for a while. I work hard. I work out hard. Don't kid yourself. Why would you kid yourself? But like, don't kid yourself. But like, I work hard. So I need to see some results. It's just like I'm tired of having this little pouch. I'm carrying this pouch around, and it's time for me to lose it. So that's why I do it. Okay, and also to maybe gain some of my mental focus. So yeah, there you go. Oh my god, if you guys have any idea how much I'm craving going out right now, you have no idea. No idea. But at the same time, it's weird because I'm craving it now, right? End of the day, midday, yeah, sure, I crave it, you know. But in the morning when I wake up, I'm not craving it. That's the thing. I like, when I think about going out in the morning, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to go out. I don't, like, do all that drinking and shit. I love the mornings. There's just this, there's something like very, very special about it. The joy that you get in the morning, that high from the morning high, is just so beautiful. So the earlier I wake up, the more beautiful it is. To an extent, obviously. Obviously, you can't wake up at 2 a.m. and feel it. It's like, obviously, sometime after 4, maybe. It feels amazing. 4:30, maybe? 5? 4:30. 5, maybe. 5 o'clock, yeah. Fajr time. The Muslims have this. I guess it's dawn. at the break of dawn. Yeah, that's the most beautiful time there is. But what I struggled with getting my words out. But maybe you guys can answer this question. Can somebody explain to me why at 5:30 in the morning, when it's so drop dead beautiful, quiet, serene, feeling all the beautiful words you can think of, that you see people? You can maybe explain this to me. They drive like maniacs on the road, like 100 miles per hour, like racing, racing as if somebody's dying. And God forbid, I don't think all of those people that I've encountered have somebody who's dying in the hospital. But, and then they have the windows down with their hand out, smoking a cigarette too on top of that. Not all of them, but some of them. And I'm thinking like, huh, that is such a shame. You're really, really missing out on life. And if you ever needed some sort of, I guess, litmus test that you're one of the walking dead, that would be it. If you're doing that on a regular basis, every once in a while it's fine because you're in a rush for whatever reason. So it's, you're definitely excused for humans. I rush sometimes through traffic, you know, guilty as charged. But if you do that on a regular basis and you can never enjoy the morning and you don't see the beauty of the morning, then you might want to reevaluate whether you're truly alive. That's what I was thinking the other day. So yeah, process that. I'm over here talking to myself, looking like a crazy person. I keep going back and forth about going into the ocean and not going into the ocean. If I go in, I could definitely not go for a nice swim because I could see the waves forming multiple times. Yeah, and then at times they get very high. Oh shit, that one got was huge. If I had my GoPro on, that would have definitely ripped it off my head, for sure. Damn it, I'm just waiting for these waves to calm down so I can go paddleboard surfing. So can't wait for that. It's about time. What else? Acting class is going okay. Not doing a great job. I don't know why. I know it's in me. I know it's in everybody, goddammit. I know all of us can be great actors, honestly. I think there's some sort of psychological reasons why sometimes some of us can't become good actors. If you have something stuck inside of you, psychologically, I feel like something blocking you, you might not be able to do great acting. You can do soap opera acting, if that's what is of interest in you. Anyway, life feels a little bit boring. Feels a little bit like, I'm eating bland food these days. I don't know if that's a good comparison, but I'm floating. I'm going through the motions. Keep hitting the mic, sorry. Going through the motions of life, trying to reach 190, like pounds that is, weight-wise. I was at 205, I believe. So I want to drop 15 pounds. Eating incredibly well, but the weight loss is not as fast as it used to be. In my 20s, I would drop like that weight in no time. Now it's like, damn, it's taking forever. What the hell is going on? So yeah. So tomorrow's cheat day. Today's Friday. So tomorrow I decided to make Saturday cheat day. I'm excited for that. I'm probably not gonna drink tomorrow because there's no reason to drink really. I think I'm gonna drink for Leo's, which is Lonnie's son, and if you don't know who Lonnie is, I don't know if I'm gonna re-explain, but it's his 1 year birthday, so they're throwing a party. I might drink, but at the same time, I don't know for sure yet, because I'll tell you why. I don't know how I feel about the uncle, grandfather figure drinking at every occasion. I want to be that uncle, grandpa figure that is fun, but can have fun without alcohol. I like to drink, and I like to have, but I like to drink around maybe adults. I don't want to, like, I'm a good freaking drunk. Make no mistake about that at all. Like, out of the 1,000 times I drank,
or more, maybe three times I was not my best self. It was ugly. It was not good. I'm not going to lie. But at the same time, I'm not going to ruin all the other times because of those three times. I'm sorry. I'm not. The chance of that, you know, that ratio, that, you know, that whatever I'm looking for, that word is, you know what I mean, damn it, could have happened sober as much as it could have happened while drinking, honestly. So, yeah, but at the same time, so I enjoy myself. I like to think I'm like Bert Kreischer when he drinks. I don't know if that's a good example. I think he's gotten into trouble drinking at times. But it's sort of like that. At the same time, I have to make the decision of, do I want that around my nephews? I only have one nephew, biological nephew. I have one sort of adopted nephew. I like to use the word adopted versus step. What else? I don't know. I don't know what, you know what? I'm scared that sometimes I want to give you guys something beautiful. I want to give you guys something useful. I want to give you something motivational, inspirational, and, you know, that when you listen to this, you feel better about yourself. You know, and I don't know. I'm scared I don't have it. I'm scared I can't deliver it. But I do know that we have to, all of us, need to always have faith in each other, in the world. And even with this whole Israel-Palestine thing going on, which, oh my goodness, am I blown away into 10,000 pieces with how people are reacting to it on social media. I see all my Muslim friends posting about it, talking about all the shit the Israelis are doing wrong to the Palestinians. And then I have all my favorite, all my comedians that I follow, that I love, posting about how obviously fucked up Hamas is, which they are. You know, they are pretty damn fucked up. Let's keep it real. And it's just, like I told you, I'm blown into 10,000 pieces. I just don't understand it. If you cannot see that it's the same people hurting each other, that it's an illusion to think there's a left and a right, a Palestinian and a Israeli, then you're completely, utterly delusional. That's ridiculous. It's the same thing. It's the same people hurting each other, hating themselves. I don't see dualism here. I see the same entity fighting itself, and it's so sad that it's just fucking, oh, I don't even know. I feel like it's just ridiculous. It's the saddest thing ever, but in a way it's the funniest thing to see that it's the same person. To me, when I see an Israeli complaining about the Palestinian and how they are, and the Palestinians complaining about how the Israelis are, I just hear the same voice, really. So, yeah. I just realized I'm back in California. Ooh, I feel a little bit better. Something about this Israeli-Palestine thing that I just talked about lifted something. Oh, ooh, I got goosebumps. Also, I just realized I'm back in California. Oh, how much I missed California. I just want to give it a big old hug. So I want to give this beautiful sunset a hug, the ocean a hug, the mild weather a hug. Even the people a hug, as annoying as they can be. I mean, they're annoying because they're me. I'm them. So, yeah. So, yeah.
I so want to do something tonight. So want to go out. I'm 40 years old. Still have the itch to go out. If I go out tonight, would it be the worst thing ever? Question mark? I don't know. We need to... I don't know. If I go out tonight, maybe I won't have cheat day tomorrow. That's how I would justify it. I'm like, to offset the calories I will be consuming, like tomorrow I'll go back on diet. Or like tomorrow I'll starve myself. Which is like super unhealthy even. Thank God I'm saying it out loud so that way I don't do it. But I'm looking better physically. Definitely getting some comments about like the change. I had a couple. So there's like 10% change, 20% change that people have noticed. So I'm like, all right. Not where I want to be yet. But, you know, getting there. Ooh, the sunset is becoming beautiful. So, yeah, I should keep going, you know. I don't know. You know, I am afraid of, like, getting in shape. Let's say I reach 180. So I lose. Basically, 180 means I lost most of my fat. So I will look actually finally in shape. Let's say I reach that goal. You know what I'm afraid of? I'm afraid I'm going to become a douche. I was a douche, for sure. I'm still a douche, but at the same time, I'm aware of it, that I'm a douche now, so it's a little bit better. So it's like I'm kind of resisting and fighting it. But I'm just afraid that the body will define me again. My 20s, I went through all of my 20s, like, in the most ridiculous way. Like, I was just my body. I just defined myself with my body. I was in shape. I was getting looks and attention just because I look good. And society's weird. When somebody's good looking, when somebody's in shape, it's crazy. We worship them. We treat them differently. We don't worship them. We treat them so differently. We're nicer to them. So for me, not to get any second looks now, any attention, is weird. Like, I just haven't learned how to deal with it. So I'm afraid that if I do get in shape, like really, really good shape, that is, that I'll change for the worse. And that's what I'm afraid of. I think maybe, I don't know if that's an excuse or not, maybe that's why I haven't really worked out hard up to this point. Ooh, those waves are definitely big. Yeah, not going in. Fuck that. No dealing with that. But yeah. All right, sun is about, how do you describe, degrees. I was going to say, how do you describe how high up it is? It's about... Let's see, that's 45, 10 degrees above the horizon. Ooh, I feel smart. Alright, well, it's been nice chatting with you. I feel like there's more stuff I want to talk about, honestly. Sam J, the comedian, the lesbian comedian was, I don't know if that's how you describe her, but that has the special that came out on HBO was on Pete Holmes' podcast. I listened to that. It's sort of interesting, you know. I just don't, it's interesting. I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to say something negative or critical. I don't know. So I'm just going to leave it at it's interesting. You might be thinking like, well, what about it is interesting? I don't know. I'm just going to move on. What else? I was talking to somebody on Instagram about our mothers, how our mothers... are not understanding us, loving us, and are afraid that we are embarrassing them, that we're making the wrong decision, we're influencing the other cousins in a bad way. So sad. I wonder how many people grew up unhealthy because they don't have parents that love them unconditionally. And I'm guilty of it too, honestly, with my adopted kids. I'm not joking. I'm not better. I think I do a lot of the things that I do to them what my parents did to me. Maybe the only difference is I'm sort of aware of it more. So I try to fight it. I try to apologize. So maybe that's the difference. So yeah. All right. I really, really want to go out. I want to go out so bad. I want to have fun tonight. I want to go clubbing.
but I'm 40 years old and I need to get in shape. So maybe not. What's the alternative? It's weird when you cut everything out, like no drinking, and you're dieting, you know, and you're trying to get your shit together all at once. It's just like, you gotta have something, like, to just, in, like, I don't know, enjoy. That's, well, I was thinking, like, that could have been the ocean swim. So last week, I don't know if I talked about the podcast yet, on the podcast yet, but I went for a swim around sunset time. I don't think I did. Oh boy, this is probably the best part of the podcast. So if you're listening to this, please, please, heed my words. If you ever get the chance to swim in a slightly cold ocean during sunset time, especially West Coast, well, it couldn't be East Coast, it is the most beautiful experience ever. And I'm not exaggerating. I don't remember something as beautiful as that swim. Yeah, I had to like take that in for a second because I just remembered how beautiful it was. And I sort of wanted to do that today. You know how I just said, like, I want to drink, I want to party, I got to have something? That was it. That was supposed to be it. That swim was supposed to give me the high that alcohol would have delivered at in an instant. That cold water, oh my God. And that sunset, oh, was just so beautiful. All right, I feel better. How about you? You feel better? Would that even help you, me talking? Like, I don't know. Sometimes I listen to Pete Holmes and it sort of helps. Well, listening to Oprah definitely helps me. She has some amazing guests. She's some incredible, amazing human beings who went through some amazing, incredible... I need to really update my vocabulary. I need more words. But you get the point, damn it. She has some amazing guests. I talked to them about some beautiful things, some amazing journeys. And they just, like, it just fascinates me. That's why I'm doing this podcast. I want to do something, for God's sake. I want to do something, even if it's, you know, not millions of listeners, you know. It's just so wrong to still record. It's so wrong to still share. I don't know. Sometimes I question myself. I'm like, how egotistical am I for doing this? And then I'm like, don't be harsh on yourself. Oh, by the way, I'm reading, highly recommended book it's a book that I highly recommend, which is Untethered Soul. The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. Probably my top, honestly, probably top three most important books of all time. So I'm rereading it. And I talks about the voice in your head, how that's not you. You don't identify with the voice in your head. And that is everything. Everything. Okay. What? Sun is setting. It's about... I think it's still at 10 degrees above the horizon. Either my early estimate was wrong or my new estimate is wrong. They can't be both right. So, alright, well, I don't know, maybe I'll let you guys go. Let me see, if there's any good show recommendations, any good movie recommendations. When I went to movies in Inglewood, that new movie theater, that super awesome movie theater, 12 minutes away from home, I'm so happy about. When I went there, I saw the movie, Dumb Money, with, Pete Davidson and, Seth Rogen. Really good movie. Recommend it. So if you need a movie, if you want to watch a movie, watch Dumb Money. Any good shows? I'm watching Fear of the Walking Dead. So, but it's not the same as it used to be. I used to like let go of everything. The fact that I don't have to be successful. I don't have to make money and enjoy the shit so much more. Like, I could play FIFA. I could watch Walking Dead and be like really into it. And now it's sort of like this guilty feeling, like, oh, I need to, like, get my life together and all that. So, can you have your cake and eat it too? Like, can you just, like, just have fun, just enjoy life and still somehow make money? That's just a theory that I would like to sort of prove right. So, yeah. All right, well, sun is setting. I'll let you guys go. I don't know what that has to do with wrapping it up. I don't know. Maybe I want to be alone during this period. Very end of the sunset. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. Can't tell. But I think I'm out of things to talk to you guys about. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you keep going. I hope life is treating you. Life is treating you well, but I hope you are keeping the faith. I hope you're moving forward. I hope you believe in yourself and you dream big and you go big, because don't give up. Don't give up on dreaming big. Don't give up on being childlike. Start that podcast. Write that comedy bit. Go take some acting lessons. Go learn how to surf. Go do those things. So, all right. All right, even out.